The Innocent by Ian McEwan. Read by Stephen Pacey. Chapter 1. It was Lieutenant Lofting who dominated the meeting.
"Look here, Marnham. You've only just arrived, so there's no reason why you should know the situation. It's not the Germans or the Russians who are the problem here. It isn't even the French. It's the Americans. They don't know a thing. What's worse, they won't learn. They won't be told. It's just how they are."
Leonard Marnham, an employee of the post office, had never actually met an American to talk to, but he had studied them in depth at his local Odeon. He smiled without parting his lips and nodded. He reached into his inside coat pocket for his silver-plated case. Lofting held up his palm, Indian greeting style, to forestall the offer. Leonard crossed his legs, took out a cigarette, and tapped its end several times against the case. Lofting's arm shot out across the desk and offered his lighter at full stretch. He resumed as the young civilian lowered his head to the flame.
"As you can imagine, there are a number of joint projects, pooled resources, know-how, that sort of thing. But do you think the Americans have the first notion of teamwork? They agree on one thing, and then they go their own way. They go behind our backs, they withhold information, they talk down to us like idiots."
Lieutenant Lofting straightened the blotter, which was the only object on his tin desk.
"You know, sooner or later, HMG will be forced to get tough."
Leonard went to speak, but Lofting waved him down.
"Let me give you an example. I'm British liaison for the intersector swimming match next month. Now, no one can argue with the fact that we've got the best pool here at the stadium. It's the obvious place for the venue. The Americans agreed weeks ago. But where do you think it's going to be held now? Way down in the south, in their sector, in some greasy little puddle. And do you know why?"
Lofting talked on for another 10 minutes.
When all the treacheries of the swimming match seemed to have been set out,